Moving on to case number 6-33842, another Level Barber Shop, number BBE001074, Morrow Family Enterprises, Inc., owner Mike Morrow, member. Is this an LLC situation?
Madam Chair, yes, it is. Let the, Madam Chair, members of the board, please let the record reflect that we do have an LLC representation attestation on file for case number 33842.
Thank you so much, Frank. So, and it also looks like we have the licensee present. Are you Mike Morrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Would you just raise your hand so we can swear you in? Mike, do you promise to or you swear to tell the truth and the whole truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Thank you so much. You can have a seat. So we are going to go ahead and start with staff giving us a brief summary of the case.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman and members of the board. My name is Keegan McConnell. On July 20th, 2022, I conducted an inspection on another local barbershop and spoke with the manager present at the barbershop. Sanitation and health were good. For license issues, I have verified the shop's name and license on the board's database and determined that it expired on 6/30/2019, but has been renewed enough to date. Four barbers were cutting hair with lapsed licenses, so two of them have renewed and are up to date after the inspection. As for the other two, I'm not sure if they renewed because they didn't give a good name that fit our database system that I can look them up. And then I provided the manager with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, immediate questions for staff?
No.
Okay. So hearing none, Mr. Morrow, am I saying that right? Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us what happened in this situation?
It was some months back, and I had received a call, so I'm usually not at the shop, about the barber board that came through. So I asked them, you know, what did they say? Anything derogatory? Anything. You know, everything was cool. So just recently, we received some mail at our home, not the shop, because, you know, usually if there's some mail concerning, you know, like the owners of the property or anything with Barbara, and they'll let me know. So we haven't received any like notice, like, hey, you guys are getting fined for this. So I had sent out a text. So the two barbers that their licenses were lapsed, they had squared that away. But, you know, typically we don't hire anybody, you know, that doesn't have a license. So I came on board another level back in 98.
So
that's not the way we take care of business. I would like to know the names of the two individuals because, you know, the barber business, they're in and out. So I'll take it like, hey, you know, where's the license? I'll take a picture. At that time, if there was somebody in there that was new that maybe had a lapse license, usually we'll tell them, hey, you know, take care of that. But we have been doing everything online, like after the pandemic and everything. So our establishment license, if it had lapsed or it was a little out of touch and we needed to make it current, all of that stuff was done online. So between the pandemic and now, sometimes, you know, we got information and, you know, a lot of people was having a hard time getting online, taking care of licensing and stuff like that. But the two individuals or whoever their names, because I sent the text out and one of the barbers was like, well, one of the guys, because obviously I wasn't there, but he's no longer at another level. So I don't know. I mean, before they even get there, I'm going to take a picture and check the license or whatever. If it was expired or whatever, go take care of that. But, you know, like I say, I do have two barbers that's been there for years, and it said that it took them a while to get current online. So that's what it is with that.
Got it. Okay. Questions for the licensee from four? So it sounds like there were four individuals in the shop at the time. two, that you weren't able to find in a database anywhere as a potential licensee, and two, that were licensees known to the board but who had lapsed licenses. Was there anybody else in there?
Chairwoman. So the two, I educated them and helped them how to renew it online, so they got that done. The other two, I have descriptions of them, but it's back in July 28th, so my mind is kind of accurate, but it was both on the left side, I think the guy in the front, and then the guy, the second guy next with longer hair.
Did they give you any name at all?
They gave me like their nickname or something, so I can't, and at the time, I didn't know I could look for their license, like ask for their license for, I didn't know at the time, it was probably fairly new going up there, so that's.
Are you able to share with, is he able to share the nicknames he received so that he knows who, or maybe he has a hint just for your knowledge, who it is?
I mean, the Madam Chairwoman, the one nickname I don't remember, but I do have a description. I mean, he was the only guy with longer hair, shorter guy with long hair.
Okay.
I wish I.
The license is posted as required.
They are posted.
So they could have been the if he was short, light-skinned guy, you know, kind of Hispanic looking, his license should be good.
Yeah, this is good, and I think we're talking about there's more importance for the board process and what's being done, well, what was done then, but what's being now done now and forward to make sure that barbers have licenses. Not only that they have licenses upon hiring, but that they stay active and, you know, tracking of that and making sure it continues to be correct. I don't know that we're, like we have two individuals that didn't have licenses. Yeah. And it's got to be posted. It has to be there.
Excuse me.
Well, the first time you went in to inspect, there was the two that had lapsed. And the other two, do they have lapsed, or do they just not have licenses up?
They just did. I didn't see any posted behind them.
Okay. Just
the two.
And then the salon or the barbershop has been fixed up now.
Well, yeah, it was lapsed.
The license from 2019, if that's all good for them.
I mean, I've been at this for 25 years. Anybody knows we're not the shop to, like, I don't care how well you cut, how much clientele you have, you're not coming into another level without a license. We just don't do that. So the notion that there were two guys working in my establishment without a license, that just, there's no
four.
Way.
There's four.
So I don't know, or, yeah.
But there was.
The two.
Or there, at the time.
There were four unlicensed, because two of them were fired, and two of them didn't have licenses at all, at least that can be found in the database.
Okay, if I could, this is Renita Morrow. We all of the licenses are.
Ms. Morrow, we haven't actually sworn you in, and you haven't appeared before us. I'm sorry. Are we able to accept another person? From.
That's my wife. We own the shop together.
Is she on the license?
No. Okay, so Ms. Morrow, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, because you're not on the establishment license, we're not able to hear testimony from you in the case.
Okay, sure, that's fine.
Is that right? I'm
actually on the business license as well.
I'm double checking with our attorney general. It's weird because I don't know the answer to that.
Right. Mr. Morrow, you are on the license, and Mrs. Morrow, you are, what is your capacity? Would you be testifying as a witness for your husband or?
Sure, if you'd like me to testify as a witness, I can. I'm actually part owner in the business as well.
However, we're not seeing you on the establishment license with our organization. So you may be on the ownership license with other tax entities and other state agencies, but we're not seeing you on the license that
okay,
we.
That's fine. I'm happy to testify as a witness if that's acceptable.
I think because you're not on the establishment license that we can't. So our jurisdiction is around the establishment. not a business license or the other agency licenses. So the only way we can hear from you is if you are the person, one of the people on the establishment license, is what I'm understanding from our assistant AG.
You could take a break and you could have Mr. Morrow speak to his wife if he needs some time. I mean, do you need
No, we could proceed on. Okay.
Sorry. So just got to make sure we follow the law so it doesn't go awry. I don't remember what I was saying anymore, though.
So I think, Madam Chair, members of the board, I think we're trying to determine if there were unlicensed individuals in the establishment at the time of the inspection.
Yes.
I think what I heard from our Inspector McConnell is that at a minimum, the individuals didn't have their licenses posted for him to be able to confirm whether their licenses were current, whether they were licensed, number two, if they were current. And there were the establishment license was, according to Mr. McConnell, expired. And so I think ultimately what we're getting at is the findings of facts and conclusions.
Right. We just have a lot of inactive or expired licenses. Yep.
So as far as the establishment license, in 2019, it was expired. In 2020, you're saying it was expired 21 and 22?
Yes, it's expired since 6/3/2019. So like the establishment license is what. Are we able to check to see if there was anything like stuck in that email?
Madam Chair, members of the board, so this, the barber system is separate. However, Mr. Bueno does have access to the Salesforce system and can likely confirm expiration dates and whatnot, although I've seen a bit of a perplexed look on his face.
Are you trying to, Madam Chair, are you trying to find the payment history?
I was just trying to see if he tried to pay.
If he knows he got payment history, we know that he got stuck in the system.
Yeah, there was a renewal in 19, there was a renewal in 20. And then there was a renewal in
22. So he did renew.
So he tried.
Yeah, we renewed.
But it was still expired. So
technically not expired. Well, he paid, but could have got lost in the system.
When was the inspection?
Inspection was July 28th of 22.
So it looks like he renewed it in July 8th, 2022.
Okay.
That's when it was approved.
But he tried in 20,
mm-hmm.
and he tried in 21.
In 20.
He was there one in 20.
It expired in 21.
All right. So was there one in 21? No payment.
It expired in 2020, and then in 21 it wasn't renewed.
Okay.
In 2022.
Then it was renewed.
So and there was a lapse.
Okay. So there was a lapse.
Was there payment delayed?
Yeah.
So they did make a payment. It did
not in 21.
Not in 21.
Not in 21.
20.
Okay.
So we had a payment in 20 and we had a payment in 22, not in 21. And there are 1 year, that's an establishment. That's a 1 year.
You were a separate board. Did you waive licensure fees?
No.
Because we did it because of policy. No.
I think some of that got lost in transition between the barber board and you can check, the history of another level.
Madam Chair, members of the
board. Now, during the pandemic,
I understand
we're all in trying to figure it out. We're not here, but we're still making our payments now. I don't know.
Hold on one sec here. So what are the board parameters of the barbering board? I don't know them off the top of my head for unlicensed practitioners, because I see that the civil penalty that was initially offered here was $200. And so I'm wondering how that stacked. Was that $50 per unlicensed person? Was it?
Well, the two individuals that we could actually find, because we have names for. That was just due to the whole COVID getting caught up in the system. So they got caught up. The $200 civil penalty was for
the establishment license.
The establishment license. But it's looking.
Nothing set up for the other two.
The other two, we can't do anything because we don't have, we don't have jurisdiction because they don't, we don't know who they were.
We do have jurisdiction here though with where they're working.
Correct.
Yeah, so we can still have responsibility there of, hey, you, you have unlicensed barbers.
And Madam Chair, I just want to make also a distinction that the consolidation of the Barber and Cosmetology Board didn't happen until January 1st of 2022. So this wouldn't have been a situation where things got caught in transition. And quite frankly, they're still operating out of the same IT system that they were prior to consolidation. Just for clarity purposes.
Because they have their own system.
Correct. And still do to this day.
Like for the payment and the application.
That hasn't changed.
I guess that I'm wondering why, I mean, don't get me wrong, I recognize there were some lapses here. I'm not, but I just, I'm wondering if we got payment in 20, why is it showing that 2019 was when it expired? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm guessing that was the license.
It was present when I was there, license to 2019 when I was, when.
Oh, this is the date.
I'm basing it off what I saw.
I see.
If I may. When we actually had the physical license, were you guys sending out in 2020, 21, 22 physical licenses? Or was it online?
It was a physical license.
It was physical licenses at that time.
Well, I know that, I was talking to my wife and she was telling me like, she was talking to people over the phone and like, oh, you guys are good. So I don't know if they were actually sending the paper out during, back then during that time, but we would certainly be making the payment. And if we, and if you do have a record of the payments, how come the licenses wasn't sent out to another level?
Well, so even if that it, even if in 20 you renewed the license, it, it, there was none in 21. So there was still a lapse of the establishment license, just not for the length of period of time that it may have been displayed in the barbershop.
And, I think that's, Madam Chair, members of the board, I think that's part of the distinction is that the license that was posted in the establishment pursuant to Arizona Administrative Code was expired in 2019. Now, records reflect that they did have a license in 20 and 22, but there is still that gap in 21.
Right. There was still a lapse.
Well, quick question for you, Brandy. On the, because we can see in the system that they made the payments. I get that. Some of them might not have went out. During that time, I do remember how, go back in my mind, they weren't being mailed. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact year, but I know around 21 and 20, they were, I want to say they were online. The last, just going back, the last 2 years, possibly 3 years, they were on, it's been online, not physically.
So the barber shop.
Get them online. I know for the last 2 years, it was online for sure. Because
so,
I got mine, you paid it, and then you got an email,
and if you got caught,
yeah, and I have to print it and put it out. So if it got caught in the system, that could be why, because that's what they said, they paid it, we just don't have a printout.
Not in 21. He didn't make a payment in
21. Oh, he didn't make a payment in 21.
He made a payment in 20, and he made a payment in 22.
Mr. Murrow, do you happen to, by chance, happen to have a receipt for a payment?
I have a receipt. July 6, 2020 at 4:36 p.m. This is for, that's 2020. I have 2022, and this is another one for 2022. But it says date June 30th, 2021 right here.
So he has a receipt for, so,
but I think I did not hear a 21 receipt.
Yes, I give it to you.
And these are receipts for
payment,
for, but for the license for the establishment.
Yeah, yeah, this is for 2021 and 2022 renewal, June 30th, 2021.
Okay.
Madam Chair, we do have an application here.
Do you guys need a copy of this?
I believe you, actually.
That he started in 21, wasn't approved till 22. So he did it in 21,
but
didn't get approved until 22.
When in 21?
What are the dates on all of that? 6/30/2021.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to.
I did. You know,
we were delayed as a board, basically, or that board was delayed. He applied. I mean, should he shut his business that day?
Right, I agree. Okay, so I don't know if anybody, we're going to move into the deliberation portion. I feel like we got everything from you that we need. And deliberation portion is where we talk about what we think is going to, should happen next. If we did have a follow-up question, we may reach out, but just let us deliberate at this point. I would say that it sounds, there were four unlicensed people working in this salon, and I think that, you know, is maybe a disciplinary letter of concern type situation. But if the penalty was there because of an unlicensed establishment, I think there is a question as to what happens there, where I don't think it's clear cut. And so I don't know if the civil penalty is makes a lot of sense in this case. And but I would like to at least establish what, you know, the findings of fact and conclusions of law or reject them.
Does anyone have a motion?
Yes.
Madam Chair, just based on the board's discussion, you would have the opportunity to accept a portion of the findings of fact and conclusions of law. So that is also another option based on this discussion.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For discussion, it concerns me that we're talking about an establishment that at least upon inspection was found to have four unlicensed barbers, two which maybe just have never been licensed. Sounds like there's some, you know, newness of inspectors and things that maybe the board can do better going forward, where everybody can improve. But if we're in a situation where we have an establishment that just doesn't track who has a license or not in what seems to be any effective way, I think we need some, one, education, but we also need some additional follow-up, because are we in a spot where anybody could come cut hair that knows how, but we aren't positive that they are following all the protocols? I mean, that's what this picture looks like. I'm less concerned now about the establishment license. If it's a snafu, payment was made during COVID, staffing, board was changing, let's don't get caught in that fine. But the protocol, the structure of does Tim, does Jennifer have a license matters, and it matters for safety going forward.
Yeah, I mean, because there was the two that I think it would just be two. Because two, they were there, it was done, and they fixed it. Okay. But there's two who won't give you your name and don't have licenses. I mean, that. How are you? They're taking clients without anything posted and without saying even your name, and won't say your name to the board.
I think that's fair.
That's where I'm
going.
Yeah,
that's the $200. I believe that's where Keegan went with
I would say that's $200. The other one.
Civil penalty.
Oh, I thought that was for the establishment. Okay.
No, it's right here. Practicing barbering without posting a current barber license is $100 a piece. And that's how you end up with the $200. So the two we got corrected, the establishment, and that's why it says a $200.
Normally, when you come in, you give them your name, and let's say you messed up and you don't have something, and then you give them your name and they check. They can't even give them your name.
Well,
those are the two.
I go by Nick, and my given name's Earl, so I don't know that anybody, the individuals were trying to mislead. And I think our investigator admitted, oh, it'd been nice to have done more detail, but, you know, you got to be new at your job someday.
And
so that was more...
Madam Chair, members of the board, I would maybe, let's first focus before penalty. Maybe we decide on the findings of facts.
Okay.
I think what I've heard from conversation is that there's potentially consensus on the two unlicensed individuals in the establishment performing services being the finding, the fact, and conclusion.
I think that's fair.
Well, this is Goodman. I would maybe be the dissenting opinion there, in that four people are there working and four people don't have licenses today. They put in remedies by paying their fees then, but do we want to be in a spot as a board that we have to go do an inspection to get people to pay their fees? That's what we're telling the community. I would rather find that all four didn't have licenses because all four didn't, you know, that's the, so others may feel like, oh, we should be generous, but the facts should be the facts. The penalties are separate from that.
Just that those are remedies.
I agree with Nick.
So based on that, I think what I'm hearing, I'm just trying to help
move us along here a little bit.
The same findings of fact that there were unlicensed people.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I do think there's a distinction though about how many, because that would determine the civil penalty issued.
Well, we're not bound by multiplying by four or by two, even if we find those findings of fact or conclusions of law. So I think we can move forward at least.
I do have a question for the investigator. Were there only four barber type people working at the time, or is this four and there were others that had licenses that were okay?
Well, there's about a total of six or seven barbers there at the time, and then there were four labs.
Well, okay.
Two that were labs and the two that didn't have them posted or give me a government name.
Okay. All right. So there were other licensees acting under their license. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Does anyone want to make a motion? I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we partially accept findings of fact and conclusions of law in the case, specifically the findings of fact about unlicensed barbers, without stating a quantity. That was violated. That is the findings of fact and conclusions of law that I'm going to make a motion about.
Goodman, second.
All right. We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Okay, so what we just said is that we think there were unlicensed people in the salon working that day. And now what we do is we talk about what the remedy is for that. Just from a deliberative perspective, I do not think we need to increase the penalty by any means. I understand there is a discrepancy about which two we're talking about or if it should be four. Perhaps with the with Nick's point and Tracy's point that maybe we need to look again in the future just to clarify, you know, what. But I'd like to, hold on one second, I'd like to ask, is there any history?
No.
No history. And how long has this establishment been open?
No, the level's been open since 96.
All right, so this is a clean, well-run, history-free establishment. So there's that as well.
I concur with you, Chairperson. yes, Grand Madam. So I concur, and I'm not caught up in how much the penalty is. My serious concern is, as we can influence it, what's happening today and forward. And I know we have an owner that, hey, we always make sure they have license, but we have facts that say definitely not at this time. So I'm more interested in the education, the reinspection, and the continuing to verify that everybody cutting hair today should be.
So, Madam Chair, members of the board, I believe in this case, and Assistant Attorney General, correct me if I'm wrong, as you always do. we could do the consent agreement. That's in two part, right? We can do the civil penalty of the amount that the board chooses, with probationary terms of, you know, as an example, you could do 6 months with two random inspections in that 6 months to ensure that licenses are active in that establishment at that time.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that the civil penalty is, I think it might be a bit high, I don't know. I mean, but it is according to board parameters, so.
If you're pretty,
but I agree that a follow-up is should be required. Do we know? Wait a minute. With the two licensees who had last licenses, not the ones who, if you don't know who they are, but do we know? Like, was it a long period of time that they were unlicensed?
No, one of them.
One was 4/4/2022 and 6/24/2022.
Oh,
it was one of them was closed.
One of them was like 5 days.
Yeah,
it was like 6 months.
5 days.
And it's less than 6 months.
Well, we don't really want to say that following the rules only apply over a longer period of time.
I think that's a mitigating factor. If you're 5 days expired versus 3 years, I think that's a big difference.
It could apply to some intent, but either way, you're not complying. Well, I'd move that we do offer a consent agreement with the administrative penalty of $100 per barber that was found that day being four. I can explain that a little bit, finish the motion. With that move that we have a 1-year probation with up to four random inspections, specifically to check for license and other compliance issues, with of course our concern being license.
I think a $400 penalty is no, I don't agree with that. I think it's too much.
Besides that, it's only that we only technically have the two who we. Because the other question you got to ask is, Keegan, were all four cutting hair when you inspected, or were they were just set up at a station?
It wasn't as busy that day. How they're just posted up at their station.
See, they're just there. So how do we even prove that they were barbers at that station?
Well, I'm not standing behind the chair waiting for a customer. I don't know.
Not necessarily standing, but even if you're sitting at sitting at a station.
I mean, you're asking to increase double the consent agreement after he came before the board to explain it.
So like 200.
I guess I was just thinking 100 per licensed barber, but this is Goodman. I'll amend the motion to 200 rather than $400.
So seconds are welcome, right? But at the same time, just I guess my concern is a year probation for a historyless establishment who been around since the 90s for a couple of snafu issues with establishment license. I think it's a bit excessive. I would say 3 months with one reinspection, and I would compromise on the $200 civil penalty.
Since there was a motion on the table, I'll withdraw it so that a new one could be made. Goodman.
I don't know if we want to make the motion.
Cool. Yeah, this is a cosmetology place. It should be $500 a piece.
Well, it's not. So I'm going to make a motion that we keep the $200 civil penalty that was initially offered to the licensee in recognition that there were unlicensed people working in the establishment, and would ask the board to reinspect once within a 3-month probationary period.
Second, Marshall Knox.
So discussion?
Discussion is welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no because today they could remedy it fully by everybody renewing now. And easily sometime in the rest of the year, they could be out of compliance and they've had to do nothing other than act right now. They haven't had to put a system in place, process in place. They just have to say, great, guys, get it right today. And that's not what we should tell people to do. We should have people have patterns that are workable into the future.
That was what we offered originally.
What I'd say is there was a 20-year pattern. 25-year pattern of them being compliant.
No, not that we know of. We only know they didn't get caught. I've said many times, I'll put that on the record, I've only been caught in certain times.
I mean, so we're going to presume.
I mean, we can't.
Yeah, we can't presume that they were.
But we can't presume they were perfect either. That's why
they
probation.
Were expected.
But it's okay. It's fine.
So do we have a motion? Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure I'm keeping the straight. Yes. We have a motion for $200 civil, a consent agreement for a $200 civil penalty and 3 months probation with one random inspection during that time. So we have a first and a second on that.
Yes.
We're in discussion now.
Yes, and I would say this is actually an expansion of what, had this entity not come before us, they would have had less consequences.
But that doesn't change my views. My views, I'm going off of today's finding of facts, not that we have to bring things down. And I don't know that we want that to be our standard. I mean, anyways.
No, I know. I'm saying like, to come before the board and find you double.
Increase.
Well, I don't understand. Yeah, it could be.
So just a $200 civil penalty with no probationary period was what they originally offered.
Okay, so the money is the same way it was.
Yeah, but we added a probationary period, at least my motion that has not been approved, added a probationary period.
And if he didn't come in and talk to us, they wouldn't have said.
It would just been $2 check.
Madam Chair, members of the board, that's the purpose of this informal proceeding, is the fact finding, And then one more comment that I would just make, if you could tack on to, and if not, fine, proceed to final hearing, just to make the motion a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, and if not, fine, proceed to formal hearing to amend my motion. I just, I think people come to share information and want to make sure that we're fair and listening, and it sounds like they've had a heck of a time getting an establishment license, you know, taken care of as well. So that's my motion. Any other discussion on it?
Mrs. Begley, why don't you consider a 6-month probation with 2 inspections as a compromise?
I'm not willing to make that motion. I'm sorry, Mr. Begley.
Okay.
But we can vote on this one, and then if it fails, goes to another one. So how about we go ahead, and all those in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 All opposed?
So you got
before. Okay. What is that?
That Gary was a nay, and then so our own.
I'll go with nay as well.
Okay. So 2 opposed, motion 4-2, motion passes. All right. So what happened was we said that this there were unlicensed people working in the establishment. The $200 civil penalty stands. Someone, there is a probationary period for the salon for 3 months. Doesn't mean anything other than you're going to get reinspected within that 3 months because we consider there to be a risk. And so they will come back and reinspect unannounced within 3 months to make sure that everybody's licensed, that everything's clean, everything's taken care of. But again, there is a problem with main, obviously, processes. I think several members of the board expressed that there's obviously an issue with maintaining license expiration dates. So I would encourage you to look into that so that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, as a shop owner, just possibly with your barbers when they come in, maybe just get your little logbook and keep it in the office anytime they come in, and just maybe once a month just check it, or have a like put in your system to just say, hey, you know, it's time to go get checked, and it'll prevent all of this. So thank you. Yeah.
Any questions, final questions for us? Okay.
We thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in and talking to the board.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry we couldn't talk to you, Ms. Morrow. All right. A lot going on today. All right, so we're almost done. Moving on to case number 7, 97467, APHIS Nails and Lashes, number SCOS 31747, APHIS Nails and Lashes LLC owner, Dwi Nguyen, number 505-00702, member. Star 6 to unmute if you're present. Star 6 to unmute. Hearing nothing, then that means I will move case number 97467 to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as a resolution of the case. That's my motion. Is there any second?
Begley, second.
Goodman.
Okay, so we got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Number 8, case number 97723, 2 cases, and 97724, King Petals Nail Spa, number S&T 19200 and SAES 20986, Luann Nguyen, number 509-00298, owner. If you're on the phone, star 6 to unmute. Luann from King Petals Nail Spa, anybody present? Okay, hearing nothing, I make a motion to move case number 97723 and case number 97724 to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution of the case. That's my motion. Any second?
Goodman, second.
Begley. Okay.
All right. So we got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing no opposition, motion passes. We're at the last section here, which is a call for public comment. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any given public matter. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak up and share information with the board? Star 6 to unmute if you're on the phone. All right, hearing no public comment, now is the time where we can make a motion to stay meeting in perpetuity or to dismiss. It's really up to you.
Just like Lever moves that we adjourn the meeting.
Second, I'm forced nuts.
All right, so we got a motion to second. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Goodman abstains.
Motion passes. That is it. I'm going to hit this one more time just out of joy. There you go.